there are things, I think, that we never really learn how to do. Things we never really learn how to live with, no matter how often or how many times it's happened. I think getting hurt, whether it's falling down and breaking something, or having a surgery, or getting out of a relationship, losing something good, losing money, whatever it is. I don't think it's ever something that just becomes easy to deal with. I think that throughout our lives, all of us, every one of us, just kind of have to stumble along and figure it out. Learning how to stay alive when your heart stops beating. And I think that the worst part about it is we know when it's coming or when it's going to happen. There are little tells before, little signs that we should have recognized. And I think that's what makes it worse. And a lot of the times it's because of an event, an accident, some trauma, something in your life that you have put your trust in that has betrayed you, whether it's a job or a person or a relationship, even a friendship. And it hurts twice as bad because not only did they let you down, but you let yourself down. You made yourself vulnerable. And I received some incredible advice yesterday that was, who cares if you get hurt? In the end of it, if you were happy for 2 days, that's 2 days that you weren't hurting. And I loved it. I loved it. It just clicked so many things in to make sense. But then it kind of bothered me. That one thing, one small factor can impact us so significantly that we can be just unstoppable for 2 days. And then it can just end, that things are so temporary. I don't know how I feel about it now. It made sense when she told me. It applied. I allowed it into my heart and into my head, but by doing that I opened myself up to pick it apart the way that I always do. And I stayed up late last night. I think it was 5 the last time I looked at the clock, and I was awake again at 8, and my heart was broken. And I'm not saying I don't know why that is, but I'm saying it's something that doesn't matter. It's something that in my day-to-day life really has no weight over the kind of person that I am or the place that I'm going. It's something that's just kind of been there since I was born, but it's something that impacts me still. And I just feel like I'm here, half alive. And I don't know why. I don't know why I let it inside me. I don't know what it means that it's here. I don't know why it stays. But I was raised in religion. I was raised Catholic. And what do you do when things aren't right? Whatever it is, you you pray. And you turn to your saints. Everybody has one, everything. This very direct person for whatever it is that you're going through, St. Jude, St. Francis, St. Peter, St. Cherie, St. Cecilia, you pray. If something's lost, if something's broken, if something's hurting, if something is in need of repair, you pray to this one specific being, this one energy, to fix it, to find it, to make sense of the brokenness that you feel. It's life. It's what we do. There is purpose in pain. Offer it up to the souls in purgatory. They need your prayers. I was told that so many times. Deal with it to benefit someone else. And it doesn't matter what a rotten person you are, how pure your intentions are. We're all touched by this. We're all destroyed by it at some point. This emptiness, this lack of purpose, this vacancy. And it's not just a vacancy in us, it's the lack of a drive, of desire. It's 10 in the morning on a Wednesday and I just want to curl up into a ball in my bed and I don't want to get up again. And this time yesterday I was happy. But I can tell you almost to the minute, the time that it changed. And it's like I can feel it. I can feel it coming. It's like a slow burn. Like I'm the dynamite and I can see the fuse shortening and the little crackle and the spark moving toward me, and I know it's only a matter of time before it gets here. I just have to wait. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. And it sounds so odd that I want to make a recording, put it out there in the world, and just have you hear how sad I am. That's not what it is. I have so many amazing, just amazing people in my life that love me, that would do anything for me. Meet me anywhere, take me anywhere, get me out of my house and my rut and my head. And I know that they would do that for me. But this heart that I'm feeling, it just seems so temporary. It always is. Maybe it'll last for a couple of hours, maybe a day, a week, I don't know. But in the grand scheme of things, it's such a small amount of time. And it's not that they love me and I don't want to show them that I'm weak. It's that I just don't want to change anything that I have with anybody. I don't want them to treat me differently. I don't want them checking on me with that pitiful look in their eyes. How are you feeling today? I'm fucking fine. I'll always be fine. I'm just having a rough go right now. But I pray to my saints. And I do my routine, the things that I always do. And I just wait. Just wait until it passes. The mood, the moment. The quality. quiet in my chest where my heart is beating. I just wait for it all to pass. My life is good. I have a job. It's not my favorite. But I've been there for so long. I'm successful there. I'm respected there. I have a family that, to be honest, I want to strangle most of the time, but the feeling is mutual. I think that's just how family works. But if I need them, they are there, and they will do whatever it is that I need them to do. And I guess that makes me feel even worse for being so unhappy sometimes. It makes me feel guilty that my head is such a mess. I have a birthday coming up. A couple of weeks, I think. I'm at the point now, though, where birthdays aren't anything exciting. Nothing changes except for the number after my name. My life is the same. I'll be exactly who I was today on that day. I'm just having such a hard time, and I'm reaching. And I feel like I just keep missing what it is that I'm supposed to be grabbing. Like I'm walking, and the end of the road is right there, but every step that I take, the road just extends one more step. And I just slow down when I'm moving, because there's not a point in rushing. I just don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. I don't want sympathy. I don't want anyone to feel bad for me. This isn't a pay attention to me kind of thing, which is why I guess I'm not reaching out to anyone in my real life. And I mean, I'll figure it out. I always do. It always makes sense. Things always happen the way that they're supposed to. I know that I am here right now because I have to be here right now. And I will leave this place. And I know that I'll be back from time to time. But I don't think that this is something that you just get used to. It's natural and we all spend time here, but it fucking sucks. This just shakes your faith. And on the really bad days and the really dark days, you don't believe in the things that you used to believe in. And all the facts that you have ever had just seem to fall away. Like you have to learn and discover everything on your own again for the first time. Slightly more timid. Very less sure than you were before. But that's growth, I guess. change is hard. Hurting means you're changing, I think. I don't know. But I'm just cold. Cold in my bones and cold in my soul. And I have to go to work in a few hours, and I'll get showered and I'll put on my face and I'll get dressed and I'll go and I'll smile because that's what they pay me to do. And sometimes just forcing it because I have to is enough to trick myself into thinking that the earlier portion of today didn't happen. But tricking yourself into or out of believing something doesn't mean it didn't happen. It just means that you aren't ready to cope with it yet. To handle it and face it. That you aren't ready to put your faith in the saint's hands. That you just can't handle your head being a mess and your heart not beating. This is not a cry for help. This is not, please don't think that this is something that I'm going to just be like for the rest of my life. This is a bad day. I have bad days. Sometimes I handle them better than others. And it's not one specific thing that brought it on. It's just the combination. And I do know that when I get the right combination, I will be able to unlock whatever shit this is that's got me closed down, and I will be free of it. I just know that that day is not today. Sometimes I think I just want to talk, and I don't want to answer why, and I don't want to hear anyone's opinions. Doesn't mean I don't care about it. It means I just need to say the things that are in my head so that they're not living within me anymore. I just want to be sad and work through it and get it out of me. Thank you for listening. If you made it to the end. Tomorrow will be a better day. I hope that you are happy and healthy and safe wherever you are. And I hope that whatever it is that you're hurting from, I hope you heal quickly. It sucks, I know it sucks, and I'm sorry. You matter. You are important. And I'm glad you're here.